A quick question for you, Helen. This is from Nart, who says, how do tube worms move between different hydrothermal vents?
That's a great question. These are these wonderful 2-metre-long creatures, the giant tube worms anyway, that live in the middle of the ocean, very, very deep down in the deep, dark oceans where there's no connection to the light, and they only actually survive because they have these symbiotic bacteria that harness chemicals that live inside them. How do they move from one vent to another? Because they do live in very clustered environments a long way apart from each other. And there have been a couple of different studies that have looked at the genetics. Firstly, actually, what they did was found out how long their larvae can live for. Because the one theory is that they have eggs and sperm, which we've seen fertilising externally outside the worms. They let go of the eggs and sperm, form a larvae. And in the laboratory, those have lived for about 38 days. So the idea is that that's enough time for them to hitch a ride on a plume of water. And we know that there are these neutrally buoyant plumes of a mixture of hot and cold water, very, very deep down. We're talking kilometres down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean here. And that's enough time for them to drift and find another vent for them to live on. And these are also very short-lived things. These hydrothermal vents come and go as changes in the sea floor take place. So really, they're quite ephemeral. And that's one thing they've done. And genetics have shown that that's likely to be what happens, that you've got very distinct populations that are sort of fed by just a few larvae arriving and starting a new population as new vents open up and new black smokers and things like that. We're talking 400 degrees centigrade. Crazy, crazy ecosystems.
It's amazing, isn't it, to think what's down there.